Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
I love the four seasons. Having spent my 72 years residing in the mid-latitudes, I've learned to celebrate each of our seasons, but especially spring. This is a rebirth flush with abundant water, new greenery, and air filled with birdsong and sweet aromas as new flowers perfume the air, hoping to lure in a pollinator. With April upon us and our 42-degree latitude, spring is in full swing. Here in northern Utah, winter departs grudgingly, slapping us with snow squalls intermingled with glorious early summer days, a wild roller coaster ride which I truly enjoy. I'm an avid phenology follower. Phenology is a study of how life adapts to seasonal changes. I revel in the first floral bloom, the first neotropical birds returning from Latin America with a heart full of song, and newly emerged gaudy butterflies. With the relatively stable climate until recently, the timing of these events has evolved to near perfection. Let's take a closer look at some of these phenomena. I'll begin with our neotropical birds, such as lazuli buntings, yellow warblers, and western tanagers, to mention a few. These species spend over half their year in Mexico, Central and South America, flying thousands of miles for the breeding and nesting season. This may seem a bit extreme for these tiny flurries of life. On closer inspection, you will find they have good reason for this daunting and dangerous task. The tropics have a relatively stable climate without the dramatic seasonal changes that we experience. This results in relatively stable populations of flowers and insects, the primary food sources for most bird species. Further, the ratio of daylight to darkness is nearly constant with 12 hours of each. Our days lengthen as we journey towards summer solstice with nearly 16 hours of daylight. This allows a burst of energy to flow through ecosystems, resulting in eruptive populations of insects and floral bloom. It also offers long hours of daylight for parents to gather food for their young, which grow rapidly towards fledglings, thus reducing the possibility of predation and also preparing them for the arduous flight south as fall approaches. Let's examine flowers and insects. With our very warm winter and spring, I was expecting a much earlier arrival of both and was not disappointed. I counted 17 species of flowers by the second week of April, and butterflies were on a similar schedule with 9 different species during the last week of March, remarkably early. Although delighted, it occurred to me that returning birds may not be so pleased. If the flowers begin to fade and insects begin their downward slide at the peak of birds rearing their young, trouble is afoot. A 5-year Audubon study revealed that 1/3 of our birds are predicted to be severely impacted by these rapid climate shifts. On a more positive note, spring will continue as will birdsong, vernal waterfalls, eruptions of flowers, and butterflies, and spring repeats itself as we move to higher elevations. As cornices on our mountain ridges recede, up pops flowers for yet another spring bloom, and with them, butterflies, bees, and birds. This has been Jack Green from Bridgeland Audubon, and have a wonderful spring.
Wild About Utah is a production of Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. For more than 30 years, working to preserve the wilderness at the heart of the Colorado Plateau. More about protecting Utah's wilderness heritage at suwa.org.